Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Almost that time. Are you ready?
Ready when you are, baby.
Today is National Candy Day.
Do you want some candy?
I want candy!
Ah, sweet tooth, eh?
Give me your candy.
Sweet tooth.
This show, right?
You're mine.
A little something for the old sweet tooth.
Are you ready? Does it smell like candy?
We're marking National Candy Day.
Ah. Okay, time for the show.
Here we go. It's showtime.
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. It is 6:06 Wednesday morning. Carla, show number 1,998.
Whoa, yeah.
Wrapping up the work week on show number 2,000. But
I know.
You know what? One day at a time.
Yes, one day at a time.
National Candy Day today.
How is it today?
Why wouldn't it be on the 31st?
I thought it was last year. Or, I'm sorry, I thought it was last month. Because we had chocolate day? I thought we had candy? I don't know. It's also National Eat Healthy Day today.
Well, how's that going to work out?
The seven Americans that decide to do it, you enjoy. Enjoy your Wednesday.
Yay.
Yeah. Eat Healthy Day today. Yeah. Yes.
I'll just have some watermelon and grapes.
Right. There you go. There you go.
Oatmeal.
Fine by me.
I just had a White Castle. Sid, next door.
I know. He came to me and said, look what I got. He said, I'm not the big fan, so go to Mike and see. Oh, really? Does Mike like him?
Okay. Had to take off the pickle, but
yeah.
I said, you know what?
Which to me, I would only eat the pickle.
We've talked about this before.
Because those little things, man.
That's the only real food.
When it's National I'm Regular Day, that's where you go. Jeez.
All right.
Ooh.
Well, we're still counting, evidently. John Schaefer, a little bit later on next half hour, be by with his first look at news and have more. But who would have thought it might come down to our little Clark County?
Yeah.
Might to decide
come down to,
everything.
To our state, period.
Yeah.
Now a swing state, aren't we?
Yes, exactly. Not that kind of swing, I guess.
Swinger state.
All right, so John will talk more about that. Sunshine today, high in the mid to upper 80s. Same for tomorrow, 59 now. First take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, sports news. Denver Broncos general manager John Elway has tested positive for COVID. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Andy Dalton has it. He will not play Sunday against your Steelers, Morty, which he's maybe
Ooh,
he's relieved. He's relieved.
He got injured and then got COVID.
Yeah, I'm not making light. I'm just saying maybe he is relieved.
So Vannucci, is it Vannucci?
Yeah.
Danucci.
Yeah, well, hopefully you guys will be okay because two of your players, Steelers, were fined $5,000 for wearing their socks wrong.
I applaud them, Juju and James Conner.
Oh, yes, the league said, and I quote, their stockings failed to cover their lower legs. Fine! I think that the NFL is just now like, where can we make some money?
Which is amazing.
Oh, their socks!
Because you see t-shirts hanging out, jerseys are out.
I know.
And they look like they're at practice.
I know.
But if the stockings aren't correct, and you're showing
have to be correct.
Lower leg, then you get fined.
They're saying the second player didn't even know that he got fined because Juju Smith-Schuster posted his fine letter and said, oh, by the way, James Conner got one too. And he's like, wait, what?
No. This is stupid. Yeah. Clyde. Dom.
Juju.
Yeah. Juju. Why do I think Juju's been fined a lot in his life? Juju.
All right, more serious stuff.
Hollywood. Serious. It's entertainment. It's my take. Hollywood reportedly very interested in Adele after she just crushed it on SNL. She's getting a few offers here and there. They really like her. A lot of people are saying, you didn't know she could act. My goodness, we like her. So probably see her in something. I liked her, too. She was good in everything she did on that show a couple of weeks ago. Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, plan to marry in 2021. Friends say the goal is for them to get married after, once this virus settles down a bit so they can celebrate with everyone that they want there.
Aww.
Planning has already taken place. The dream would be late next year. And hopefully things will be. Oh, celebrities are so cute.
Yeah.
They're so cute. They are soulmates. They've made that clear.
Mm-hmm.
They are soulmates, like he was with Miranda as well. And the one before that, they are soulmates. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union. Prioritizing people over profit.
Carla, we have new music from Mick Jagger just hanging out at his house. It's actually a tease that he posted on social media.
Yeah, he said a long time ago, excuse me, I read it a while back and mentioned it here. He's been writing a ton of stuff.
Pride Before a Fall. Mm-hmm. This is what the name of the song is, Pride Before a Fall. Here's a clip of that. Sounds a little questionable because basically it's Mick setting up a camera, phone, and just singing along with his music track.
Yeah. Right. It's not the produced version of the song.
No, but that's just a clip, a tease, if you will. Mm-hmm. New music from Mick Jagger, just at his home, just doing some stuff, called Pride Before a Fall. It's Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Text or call, same number, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 637. Here you go. They came out with a list of questions that you should never ask.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you a couple. One right now that's so pertinent. Who did you vote for? You know, you should never ask someone who they voted for.
Right.
Somebody wants to, you know, just volunteer, of course. Uh-huh. Fine and well. Another one is how much money do you make?
You don't ask
you
that?
Don't, no.
Well,
no.
How am I supposed to find out?
No. Well, a lot of these questions, how are you supposed to find out? But you don't ask, you know? You just don't do it, you know? when are you due?
You know what? I think it's a golden rule for men. You never ask that unless said subject is brought up by that woman.
You know that they are absolutely indeed pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah. Some interesting questions. I'm kind of wondering if there are some out there that you might want to contribute to the list.
Anything else? Any other questions that you feel you should never ask? Talking about those questions you do not ask people, whether it be family, friends, like how much do you make?
Yes. Yeah.
Another one, some friends of ours bought a new house. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm wondering how much they pay for this. And Jody goes, don't ask.
Oh, see, I have no problem asking anybody that.
Really?
I don't. No, that I don't. I really don't. But I know that that can be a very personal thing.
Right.
You know, and people don't want to say it. This is interesting. Leanne said, I have been asked several times if I use Botox. I don't. It's a weird question. It's flattering, I suppose, because I guess I look okay, but I think it's really rude. So, yeah.
And how do you even bring
Botox?
That up?
You just
ask. You look fabulous. Yeah. Do you get Botox?
Yeah. Well, ask any news person, and they'll be like, yes, I do. Yeah, I absolutely do. Another one of our, this is interesting. Sharon said, don't ever ask anyone, why don't you like me? No.
Talk about awkward.
Yes.
Because you might get an honest answer.
You might. You absolutely might. Uh-huh. And that's even scarier than, oh, stop it. Stop it. Okay. It's not that I don't like you. Another one, and I know I've gotten it a million times. Morty, I know you've gotten it too. And one of our listeners did write it in. Dave said, why are you still single? First of all, I don't know. Is there an answer for that? What? Is there a right answer?
Morty, what was the question you always get asked?
Why don't I ever go out anymore?
How come you don't come out with us anymore?
Yeah. I like the one, why don't we ever see you anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never get a call from you.
For me, it's always, it's 9 o'clock at night. What in the right person goes out at 9 o'clock
at
night?
Especially when we get up as early as we do.
Then there's that. Yeah, we're all going to dinner about 7:30. What?
Dinner time is 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Jeez. With the sun going down earlier, it's like 3 now, Morty.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on.
KKLZ.
Well, it's back. Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock returns this month. Winning details coming soon from the station play of the hits of the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ. Wednesday morning, yes. 7:08. We still don't know yet.
No,
so, and
we do not.
Results from Nevada probably won't be known until, what did John say?
Tomorrow morning.
Like that, after. Yeah.
Tomorrow, the 5th.
So if you're waking up hoping to find out new stuff.
Yeah.
There's nothing new.
We got nothing new for
nothing
you.
Nothing new.
Nope.
So.
Nope, we don't.
Last hour, talking about those questions you should never ask. Just a couple of more.
That hit
close to home, by the way.
Yeah. This was interesting because one of our listeners said one that I get occasionally, and maybe it's one everybody should avoid. And that is, she said, they point to, I have a scar on my leg.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is that? Don't ask about scars and all of that. Now, I find scars fascinating. I find them kind of sexy as well. But it could be maybe a little personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just never know. So maybe be careful with that one as well. Another one that one of our listeners said was, why didn't you go to college?
Oh, I get that all the time.
I don't know. You want to know why? Because my whole family was really, really poor. And we couldn't afford to send me to college because my one brother had to work to support the rest of the family. And do you want me to go on here? Because I will go
Especially in mixed company.
Yeah, I know. How come you didn't go to college? All right.
Sorry, right. I asked.
Can I get another margarita?
See, I always get, why did you go for only like 3 weeks?
Yeah. Well, better question, actually. Really, why did you?
Why did you?
Don't do it. Don't do it, dude.
Sunshine today. That's why when people go, so you're a Notre Dame fan. Did you go to Notre Dame? Yes. Really, when? Well, a couple of weekends back in the late 70s.
Yeah.
I went to Ball State for like 3-4 weeks.
Right. That always cracks me up, too. Do I have to be a fan of a school that I like? I mean, or did I have to go to that school?
Right. No, you don't.
No.
All right. Sunshine high in the mid to upper 80s today, tomorrow 61 now. Here you go. Wake up. Few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I know I'm all discombobulated.
It just wasn't for me. College just wasn't for me.
Okay.
Just wasn't for me.
Listen here, Planters now has peanuts that taste like natural light. Beer, natural light.
Oh, so,
what?
Yes.
Natty Light peanuts?
Natty Light peanuts. Don't worry, Morty. You can barely taste the beer. Oh, just like beer. Stop it. This is fun. Get out of here. Listen, looking for a job. Maybe you're looking for a job. Lowe's hiring 20,000 seasonal workers for the holidays. Seasonal. So it's probably not going to last forever, but you want to pick up some extra money.
But you never know. Those jobs. That's when you can
sometimes
be so amazing and people will go, we should keep he or
this
she
one
because
or that one. Yeah.
They're so good.
Right. And that happens to a few people. Hourly staffers there at Lowe's will receive a $300 bonus while part-timers will receive $150. A lot of places have been doing that during the pandemic because they were working so hard and there were fewer employees. Another job that's hot out there, the web browser Opera, hiring someone for a 2-week gig to just browse the internet. They'll pay someone $9,000 just to go on a 2-week adventure, random web surfing, document the whole thing. Now, listen to this. If you want to apply, you need to record a video that's under a minute where you talk about, and I quote them, the most relevant browsing moment of your life. I know. Could you come up with that, Morty?
I don't know if people heard, Morty, when you said 9,000.
Huh? What? I know. $9,000, 2 weeks. 2 weeks, man. I don't know why you aren't applying for this.
I didn't even know these things existed.
Oh, no,
I
do. Dylan, I'm applying.
That's why we call this segment "A Few Things We Think You Should Know."
Yes.
What am I doing right now as I'm talking to you? Opera. I'm on the internet.
Opera is the web browser. Get on there, and I'll do a video, and you can tell me the most relevant browsing moment of your life. It might have been when you were looking on Woot and got your first bag of crap. I don't know. It could be that.
Yeah.
It could
Something
be that.
Happened to me yesterday that was really bad. I actually almost cried.
Here we go.
On the internet.
Why are we still talking about this?
Write it down.
You know what? Let's hurry. Let's make haste. You know what? That's it. It's Wednesday. A Few Things You Should Know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's Right? Let's go.
People texting in, what made you almost cry yesterday morning? People want to know.
So, browsing the internet, and I play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid growing up, I always wanted a specific guitar that a certain guitar player from a band had.
Right.
And I even created a cheaper version of it. I still own that. But I've always wanted, like, an exact replica. Well, the company, which is Gibson Guitars, their big guitar company, they teamed up with this guitar player. His name's Adam Jones. He's actually the guitar player from Tool.
Right.
And they created a limited run of his guitar.
Wow.
And they're not cheap. They're like $10,000.
Oh.
And they went on sale to the public yesterday. There was a limited run that was given out to people who are affiliated, and then some went out to the general public.
Okay.
I was on the website, ready to click and buy. I had money saved up. I took it out of my savings. I transferred it, everything.
$10,000.
Yeah. It's something that I've always, from a kid, I've always wanted it.
Okay.
Right. And you'd play it. It wouldn't just sit on a wall.
You know what? It would probably sit on a wall. I would play it.
All right.
Maybe.
All right. Okay.
It was in my cart, and I clicked checkout, and it processed and came up as sold out.
And I
literally, like, my heart dropped.
Whoa.
I was so sad.
Oh, my gosh. I got to ask, how much do you make?
This was like years
just to have that money laying around.
I get it, but you'd hurt me if that's the case and you're not gonna play it. If you're gonna buy it and
I probably would have played it, but it was just it was something that I've always wanted.
Oh man,
and you had the money for it, and I mean,
I had the money, but I shouldn't be spending the money.
Maybe that was the moment. Maybe maybe that was the sign.
Yes.
And
maybe you shouldn't have. Maybe that is the sign that you don't need to have that and spend $10,000 on a guitar.
But it was like something I've always wanted, like from a teenager, even till now.
I get it. I do.
Almost made you cry.
I teared.
Wow.
Like, teared up?
I stared at the screen and I literally started to,
click, come on.
And I was like, I've waited almost 15 years for this.
Yeah.
And less than 30 seconds.
Your life is just in pieces.
Yeah.
Poof. That sucks. It does suck. It really does. And the fact that we can just click away $10,000,
$20,000, $30,000.
So, Opera, hire me. Yes.
Is that the moral of this story? Yeah.
Then I can
Is that the lesson
it.
We learned?
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
You know, anytime you want to reach out, text or call in, same number, 702-739-9636. Morty almost had the worst day ever yesterday. Oh, wow. Actually teared up.
Yes.
Because this guitar that he's been searching for, hoping to have in his own possession, it's like Mike Myers in, what's the movie, We're Not Worthy.
You mean Wayne's World?
Wayne's World.
Yeah.
When he goes into the guitar store.
The Fender Stratocaster.
Yes.
Pearl White.
Yes.
No Stairway to Heaven.
That's right.
This is your Pearl White. You were close.
Oh, yeah.
That close to having, but yet when you clicked it, sold out.
Yeah. I'm honestly, like, talking about it now is still...
Well, you might want to
mention...
Don't
beat yourself up.
Yeah. It's also signed by him. It's also totally designed to
his... Yeah, there's 79 of them.
And when we say him, it's the guy from Tool.
Adam Jones. Yeah.
But people are sympathizing with you.
Oh, this is really cool. This is from Carrie. Carrie said, Morty, I feel your pain... She said, you know, if you do get it, it's going to be even sweeter. She is, Carrie's a huge car buff, Euro cars, old Euros. She said, there's a BMW that I wanted when I was 16. I fell in love with it. I've been waiting for 25 years to get this car. Well, finally was able to get it. She said, got it last year. I can't even tell you the joy I felt when the previous owner gave me the keys. She said, I literally burst into tears. I'm trying to figure out which one this is. You're going to have to let me know, Carrie. I don't think it's a 2002. I think it's an 80s model. It's really nice. Now, Sarah said, Morty, I absolutely love Adam Jones.
Oh, see?
Yeah, so
right.
Morty sent me a link, Sarah, that I'm sending to you to check out as well. So you have a lot of sympathy here. You really do.
Yeah.
There are those things that, you know... We do absolutely want.
Yeah. And when you get it, it brings that much joy, but not get... And your mother's reaction to you, I'm sorry, Morty, how much were you going to pay for this guitar?
She thought I was going to say, like, you know, like $1,300.
Yeah. Yes.
$10,000.
Oh, my gosh. There was a watch, and it may sound silly. I know I'm a watch nut, that I wanted for years. It's a Hamilton Ventura Electric. It's like the triangular shaped watch. And I think they had them in Men in Black. They kind of made a comeback. But my grandmother had a small one. And I wish I would have had it. And then I was finally able to get one because they're not cheap as far as watches go. And I was finally able to get one. And I freaking love it.
So, Morty, you have to look at this like it wasn't the right time.
Yeah.
All the stars weren't lined up. The planets weren't lined up. This was not your time. It probably will make itself available at a different part in your life, at a different time in your life, and it'll come in less expensive.
I doubt that.
No, okay.
But,
I tried.
I know.
I'm still going to go and try and find one.
Okay.
Totally see why you're not married, though.
Yeah.
I totally do. Bravo.
Good it's your you. Holy I'm grail.
I'm commending you.
Yeah. Good luck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On your journey.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks. On 96.3 KKLZ.
808, anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Text or call. World famous Jingle Bell Rock is back, Carla.
Yes, it is.
And,
good.
And this year, if you go to the KKLZ logo store, you're going to be able to buy your Jingle Bell Rock Hunter shirt.
There we go. I like it.
Don't you?
I like it. Yes.
So you can be official.
You get a magnifying glass.
Flashlight, magnifying glass, right. and a helmet with the light on
it. Yes. Yes, miner's hat.
Miners?
I like
miners.
It. Miners.
Okay. Galaxy Quest. Nobody gets it. Sorry.
Yes.
All right, so that's coming back this month. Should be a lot of fun. $10,000 up for grabs. Details on that here in just a few. Sunshine today, going to be nice. Look at just perfect.
It's beautiful out there.
To count more ballots.
Yes.
All day long.
Ouch, paper cuts.
86 the high today, 87 tomorrow, 61 now. Let's do it. Another update on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Gwyneth Paltrow's company, Goop, they released their holiday gift guide. Now it features, Morty, look into some of these things. A $38,000 avocado bed. I don't know what that consists of. A $100,000 self-heating concrete tub. An Hermes skateboard for $4,400.
That's more in your price range, right? What's your limit, Morty? I mean, you were going to pay $10,000 for that guitar?
Oh, I said $12,000 was my limit.
I think you should offer it to that one person, flat out. Boom, here it is.
$12,000.
Yeah. Just see if he takes it. The one that's selling it for $19,000.
Forty. How much for the avocado bed?
40? 30, alone, $38,000.
Oh, 40.
Psh. Yeah. Psh. Now, if you have a little less money, there is a $2,000 Ouija board. So, I don't know what that board does.
I can
does.
Go to Walmart and get one for 99 cents.
I know, but yeah. It's not a goop Ouija board.
That's it.
Maybe there's, Morty. I don't know, maybe spirits come with it. I don't know, but never know. Goop. I got to get out and check these things out. She is, girl, you are crazy.
And Gwyneth? People are buying this stuff.
Well, some people do.
Some people you know, are. Not
sure.
All people.
I mean, okay. It's, you know, status, yeah. Really.
It's not selling out in 30 seconds.
No, it's not.
Making people cry.
And then they're reposting the avocado bed for $70,000. Frozen, the soundtrack. Huge, of course, on the charts. Well, it has been surpassed by its own child, the Frozen 2 soundtrack. Listen, it's racked up its 45th non-consecutive week at number one on the Billboard Soundtracks chart. Yeah. Oh, here we go, parents.
In my ear, and if I heard you, which I don't, and spoken for, I fear. Everyone I've ever loved is here within these walls.
So is this soundtrack as big or bigger than the first Frozen?
Well, apparently it is bigger. Okay. Apparently it is bigger. Now, I don't know. I'm kind of true to the original Frozen.
Right.
But two was good.
Okay.
Two was good. Yeah, it's a new record, though. 45th. This is the soundtracks chart, which is a very big deal. That's not soundtracks. They're not what they used to be.
Right.
You know, certainly. If you're wondering what businesses have done well during the pandemic, Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
Flourishing.
Really?
Flourishing. Doing
People
the
are still doing that.
Oh, it's huge. It's bigger than ever. I think we heard about it in the beginning because it was so new, but it's still just huge. Players have made $1 billion worth of in-game purchases so far this year, marking the game's first billion-dollar year. So, yeah, it's doing just fine.
Huh.
And Russell Wilson, he says he spends at least $1 million a year taking care of his body because he wants to be able to play for a long time. And
makes sense.
And stay in good shape. Yeah, well, Kim Kardashian said, you know what? Hold my beer. $1 million? $1 million bucks? That's peanuts.
That's nothing.
Morty's guitar. Come on. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
You know, Carla, it's all about the TikTok videos going up and kids trying to prank their parents.
Yeah.
But I love when parents have a great comeback. Here's a great example of that. You know, everybody was talking about the full moon a couple of days ago.
Right.
Listen to what this girl tried to pull on her mother.
Mom, did you hear the news? There's a full moon out tonight.
Oh, stop it. Your butt's all broken out. You better do something about that. You have a rash.
So she mooned Mom.
Right.
And then Mom said, hey, your butt's all broken out. Okay, pretty. Right?
No, I can't. There's a full moon out tonight.
Oh, stop. Stop it. Your butt's all broken out.
Oh, there you go. There's Mom for you.
Which makes you want to see the TikTok video even more.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
Wow.
With a butt all broken out.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's funny.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks,
Mom. Love you, too, Mom.
Hey, listen, we have your chance to win coming up in a couple of minutes. It's the free download of that Stevie Nicks Gold Carat concert.
24 karat gold, yeah.
And there's a second chance to win already on our website at 96.3kklz.com. But we'll tell you how to win that in about 5-6 minutes from now.
Hey, wake up!
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
So check this out. Today and tomorrow, we have a free download to give away, the 24 karat gold, the concert with Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
We gave away the movie tickets, but this is where you can just watch it in your home.
Right.
And we do have a second chance to win online on our website at 96.3kklz.com. So, being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
All you have to do is identify the Stevie Nicks song that we're playing on our kazoos. Here it is.
Ah!
it just fades out,
yeah.
I guess. So.
Yeah. We slayed that.
Now, John's looking like I know the song.
Yeah.
Right. I just don't remember the title. But I do recognize the song.
You do? Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Good. Well, that's good right there. So people should recognize the song.
Absolutely.
Here it is one more time. Listen closely. On hold. We'll get through news and weather. And then starting with caller number 9. John's still thinking about it.
I want to win.
Okay. It's a duet, John.
Oh.
Does that help?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
All right. Phone lines are on hold. We'll get through news and weather. After that, look for caller number 9. The correct answer, 702-739-9636. Giving you a chance to win this morning with another segment of
Kazuki Oki Wednesday.
To do is, all right, enough. All you have to do is identify the title of that Stevie Nicks song to win that download. Here you go. Chris is on the phone. Chris, can you do it?
It sounds like Whenever I Call You Friend.
Yes!
Yeah, Chris! Good job! It sounds exactly like it.
You know why? Because it is.
Yes!
Our
yes,
version,
girl.
Our cover of
yes,
that.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
We were a little loose
we
there.
We made it our own,
yes,
as they said.
If you will.
Yes.
You got the free download, Stevie Nicks, 24 Karat Gold, the concert. And that, of course, is happening this weekend. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how that works. And then, of course, for everybody else, a second chance to win online at 96.3kklz.com or tap the free KKLZ app. Chris, thank you so much for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
To the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
All right, great.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a famous bookstore in Oregon is selling new unisex fragrance that lets you smell like books.
Okay.
And the pre-order is $25, so...
Smells smart.
Yes.
Smells very smart.
You want to smell like a library, old library, or a bookstore, you get this fragrance and that's it.
She's a reader.
Yeah. Guy in the Czech Republic was caught walking a stuffed dog on a leash as a way of being out of the house after the country's 9 o'clock coronavirus curfew. My dog has to go.
Those fake dogs on the end of a leash. That's hilarious.
It's almost like a stick.
Yes, that's good. That's smart, dude. That is very, very smart. I love it.
Never look anybody in the eye.
Still broke the law, but I like it. Very clever. Jeez. Now listen to this. You can start petitions on change.org. One has been started to get overweight men to wear bras. Oh. The petition says we should all support this because if girls have to walk around with bras on, then you know what? So do guys if they have moobs. Overweight men, it's not bad that they're overweight, but if they have a bigger chest than the woman who wrote this up than I do, then they should be wearing a bra too, period. Oh. It's not fair that girls have to wear them. So there we go. There you go. If a man chooses to have big boobs, he should have to wear a bra. I don't know. Maybe there's some guys out there who wouldn't mind wearing a bra. I mean, those things get away from you, and you might want to secure them a little bit.
We don't choose to have them. They just grow when you eat a lot of cheeseburgers.
We don't always choose to have the ones we have either. That's the thing. That's her point, you know.
Well, then don't. You don't want women? Don't wear it.
Yeah, but you can't. You don't understand. Then you guys take your shorts off. Things have to be kind of held in place. But you don't just wander around, do you?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Things got to be held in place, or they can be injured, or they can, you know.
Poke an eye out.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And this is kind of cool to encourage voting. Now, you might have noticed if you got on Pornhub yesterday that you had to say that you voted before you could gain access, before they'd let you on, which was very, very cool. So it was election before you... Anyhow, that's how they did that. So if you got on Pornhub, you know what I'm talking about. It is Wednesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. I hope this helps. Today, it's a very simple story out of Chicago. It's called a Cuddle Bunny Club. It's not that kind of club. Oh. No. Woo-hoo. It's literally bunnies. That is what it is. It allows people to come and cuddle with rabbits. Cuddlers have to make an appointment. They socially distance everybody. The people.
Yeah.
You pay $12 for an hour to cuddle and feed bunnies. They also hold promotions when things are, you know, back to normal. They read the bunnies. They do bunny yoga. They do bunny movies. You can watch with the bunnies. Sexy Rexy is the biggest bunny in there. He's tan. He weighs almost 15 pounds. This is a huge bunny.
Wow.
But if I were going to cuddle with a bunny, that'd be the one I'd cuddle with.
Yeah.
He just better sit still. Sit still, you. But yes, they say that it's very, very calming for the people who are coming in, especially with everything that's going on. It's worked out really, really well. And again, you must make an appointment if you're going to do this, because they only allow a certain number of people.
Yeah.
The Cuddle Bunny Club.
Can I make an appointment with Thumper?
With Thumper? Yeah. I don't know if Thumper.
Thumper.
Yeah. Yeah, Thumper's booked. I'm so sorry. Thumper is booked.
All
he's
right.
got, yes, he's
That's
got a
That's great.
Big night.
Not a Chicago. Of all places, Chicago.
I know it.
All right. Well, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. 702-739-9636. If it's a local story, otherwise, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, a recap of the show. Questions, we ran down this list of questions you just don't ask people.
Yeah.
Friends, relatives, coworkers,
yes,
in mixed
exactly.
company, whatever the case may be. So we'll post that on the on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website. Find out what made Morty cry last night.
I know it.
You can do that on the podcast. We'll post that on the podcast.
Love it.
Boy, oh boy.
I mean, I don't, but I do.
Even your mother.
I'm hoping it changes.
What are you, crazy?
I know. I'm hoping something changes.
She's very supportive.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
I can tell. And if you're looking for a new job, boy, there are some great ones out there besides Lowe's and some other companies.
Yes.
But there's one, if you scan the internet.
Yes, if you're on the internet anyhow, why not? Why not get on there? It's called Opera, the web browser Opera.
$9,000.
Yep, for 2 weeks of just surfing the net.
All right. Well, everybody chill. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep company throughout the day. Otherwise, hopefully, we'll find out more election-wise by tomorrow morning. John Schaefer will have all that for you. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.